Amen. We will pray. Lord, we're thankful for the privilege of being together again to consider the great truths of our God.
我们感谢您给我们这样的荣幸，让我们再次继续在一起来思考神的真理。
Some people say, why doesn't the Lord speak to us today?
有的人可能会问今天神要对我们说什么呢？
And the fact is he does. He doesn't speak with an audible voice, but he speaks through his word.
有人可能会问，那主今天还对我们说话吗？是的，他虽然不是用我们耳朵、肉耳能听的声音对我们说话，但是他借着圣经对我们说话。
And the Bible is a big book because our God has got a lot to say.
圣经呢是一本很厚的书，是因为神有很多的话要对我们说。
And so, Lord, we pray that we will listen attentively tonight in order to grow in our knowledge so that we might understand and serve our Lord in a better way.
主啊，我们盼望今天我们能够认真地听，让我们能够更好地明白神的真理，让我们能更好地服侍他。
And so, Lord, we just turn our meeting over to you now. Bless David. Help him to say the right things. Bless us. Help us to understand and respond.
主，我们现在就把聚会的时间交给你，求你祝福David，让他有合适的话来说，也给我们心，让我们能够明白，让我们能够回应。
And so we give thanks again, looking to thee for blessing in Jesus' name.
我们再次的感恩，也仰望祈求您祝福我们，奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Well, good evening. It's my pleasure to be with you tonight.
大家晚上好，再次有荣幸跟大家在一起。
I've enjoyed giving these studies the last couple of Friday nights, and it's been a real blessing to me in my personal preparation.
我上几个星期都一直在给大家讲这个教会的主题，对于我来说，我准备的时候也得到了很多的神的祝福。And
it's my prayer that these studies will stimulate your thinking. And cause you to dive into the scriptures, dig into the scriptures, and study them even further.
对，如果我的讲课呢，能够激励大家，能够去更深的去研读圣经，更多的能够明白神的道的话呢，那就是我很大的荣幸了。So
tonight our study is the worker, the full-time worker for Christ in the New Testament.
那我们今天的这个学习的主题呢，是在新约里面能够全职来服侍主的工人。And
there is a tremendous need for workers in the church today throughout the world.
那在今天呢，全世界的教会呢，都特别的有很大的需要，需要这个神的工人。God
has always done great things through his workers, his evangelists, his Bible teachers.
那神呢，一直都借着他的工人呢，做很伟大的工作，借着这些传教士，借着这个圣经教师等等。And
more than ever, in North America and in China and many continents of the world, we need more and more workers to serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
那在今天，无论是在北美，还是在中国，还是在世界的任何一个大洲，都比以往的。 任何时候都更需要神的工人来服侍他，在教会里面。In
the 1800s, in England and other places, we had men like C.H. Spurgeon and D.L. Moody.
在19世纪的时候，在英国，我们有像C.S. 斯布珍，还有像穆迪弟兄这样的人。
In the 1900s, in the last century, we had men like Billy Graham and Luis Palau and other great evangelists who God had used mightily.
那在20世纪呢，这个伟大的世纪里呢，我们有葛培里，还有路易斯这样的传教士，他们被神大大的所使用。But
now in the last 20 years and then going forward, who is God going to raise up? Who is going to be the worker? In your continent, in North America, and throughout the world to do great things, to be used in a great way by God.
那在今天呢，神会在美国，或者在你所在的地方，或者在世界的任何一个大洲，神会兴起什么样的这个大能的神的工人来为了他的荣耀而服侍呢？
God is calling men and women to serve him and to commit their lives to him and to be used in evangelism and Bible teaching throughout the world.
那神一直都在呼召啊男人与人们把他兴起他们做他大能的仆人呢大能的工人呢在传福音在这个讲解圣经教导圣经方面呢一直都在做伟大的工作。
Maybe there's someone tonight that I'm speaking to somewhere in China or somewhere in North America who was considering serving the Lord in a full-time way.
也许在今天的听众当中啊也可能是在中国也可能是在北美就有这样的人他们正在考虑做一个全职服侍主的工人。
So I want to invite you to take your Bibles and turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 2.
我请大家翻开圣经啊翻到帖塞罗尼迦前书的三章。Which verse? Sorry, I forgot.
1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 2.
第二节。
Yes.
三章第二节。帖前三章二节。
I'd like to ask Yan Ling if she would read that verse for us.
我给大家读一下。打发我们的弟兄在基督福音上做神执事的提摩太前去兼顾你们并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们。
The Apostle Paul is writing, and he's writing to the church at Thessalonica. And he is saying in this verse, he's going to send Timothy to them to serve in that local church.
那这个呢是保罗在写给帖塞罗尼迦教会的信里面呢他说他要派提摩太去这个帖塞罗尼迦教会去服侍他们。
Now, I notice what it says in this verse. He says he calls Timothy by three names.
那他这里面呢给提摩太有三个称呼。
He says Timothy our brother.
首先呢他说提摩太是我们的弟兄。
What a great title. Of a fellow believer, a brother in the Lord Jesus Christ, part of the family of God.
所以这是一个多么好的这个美好的一个称呼啊！他是神家的一员呢，他是和我们同样都是弟兄姐妹，都是我们的弟兄。
Near the end of the verse, he calls Timothy our fellow worker in the gospel of Christ.
然后他还在这句话还说他是在基督福音上做神执事的。
And in the middle of this verse, he says, a minister of God.
对你我们看这个中文的小字它是第二个不是做执事是与神同工的第三个称呼才是神做神执事的。
And that's what we want to consider tonight. What is a minister of God?A servant of God.
所以今天我们的主题就是看那什么才是叫做神执事的呢或者什么才叫做神工人的呢
In the New Testament, we have elders, and we have deacons, and we have those who work in the local church, but we also have ministers of God.
所以我们在新约里面看到有在地方教会做长老做执事的那在这里面呢我们看到的是做神的仆人工人的是在整个国度范围内的。
This title usually speaks about those who are serving the Lord Jesus Christ in a full-time capacity.
那被这样称呼的人呢通常他们都是全职服侍主耶稣基督的人。
We might call them missionaries today.
那今天呢我们可能会叫他们传教士。
Paul was a minister of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那保罗呢就是这样的传教士。
Barnabas and Apollos and Timothy.
那巴拿巴亚波罗提摩太他们都是这样的传教士。
They're all called ministers of God.
他们都称为就是神的仆人神的执事。
In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 38, the Lord Jesus says to his disciples, pray unto the Lord of the harvest that he would send out laborers into his harvest.
在马太福音的九章三十八节，主说：“你们当求庄稼的主啊，打发工人出去收他的庄稼。”
He says also go in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. He says, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them whatsoever I have told you.
然后在马太福音的二十八章的十九和二十节呢，主也说你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
So we have a great call to go into a great world and bring the gospel, to every man, woman, and child throughout the world, and we need workers to do this.
所以我们在这里要有一个大使命啊，要进到这个广阔的世界里面去，要把这个福音呢带给全世界所有的男人、女人和孩子们，所以这是一个很大伟大的工作，同时呢，也需要很多的工人去做。
Every Christian should share the gospel, of course.
当然每一个基督徒都要跟别人分享福音。
And elders and deacons and leaders in the local church, but God also needs those who, in a full-time way, with all the time in their lives, their occupation, their life's work, to serve the Lord.
当然地方教会的领袖们长老们执事们他们也在做这方面的工作，但是同时呢神也需要一些人呢，他们付上他们生命全部的就是全部的生命，他们全部的时间和精力来做这件事情。
But down through the last 100 or so years, and even in our own day, there's a problem.
但是在过去的100年呢，也包括我们今天的这个时代呢，有一个问题。
There's the problem of what we want to call missionary failure.
这个问题呢，我们把它称作这个传教士的失败。
In 2019, there was a very, very large study undertaken.
在2019年呢，有一个进行了一次的这个广泛的一个研究。
In North America and throughout the world,40,000 missionaries were interviewed.
在北美啊，一共有40,000传教士呢被接受了采访。
Sent out by 600 different missionary organizations.
他们是被这个400个这个传教士的这个差派组织啊派出去的。
And they interviewed them, and they found out.That a large percentage of them left the field and came back home never to serve the Lord in any full-time capacity again.
采访发现呢，这大部分的人呢，他们都从他们的这个工作的合场中呢回来了，而且再也没有再回，就是放弃了这个工作，而且再也没有回去过。
Now the percentage of these 40,000 missionaries was incredible.It was 43%.
那这个比例有多高呢？还是很惊人的，是高达了 43%, 就是回来的人。
Out of the 40,000 missionaries, 17,200 left the field never to serve the Lord in a full-time way again.
也就是说呢，在这个四万个传教士里面有17,200个传教士呢，他们离开了他们的这个全职传教的这个工作而且再也没有回去了。
So we might ask ourselves the question, well, why is that?
那我们可能会问自己一个问题，为什么会是这样呢？
And I think one of the reasons is, it's in the manner that they were sent out.
我想其中的一个原因呢，就是他们被差派的这个方式啊，出了问题。
I think it's very important to look at the New Testament and see what the New Testament says aboutsending out workers from local churches to serve him in a full-time way.
所以我们来看看新约是怎么讲的，就是地方教会如何差派一个全职服事的这个工人出去的，他们是用的什么方式。
If the Lord gives us information about how we should send out missionaries, send out workers full-time, it must be the way we should follow.
那如果神在圣经里面给了我们这样的指示，给了我们这样的信息，就是该地方教会如何差派这个全职服事的工人的话，那我们必须要遵守这样的指导。
It must have a spiritual purposes.
那因为这其中呢，一定有属灵的道理在里面，目的在里面的。
It must be an effective way.
而且这一定是最有效的方式。
So we're going to dig in tonight and look at what the Bible says.About sending out workers who serve him full time in the Word of God.
所以我们来看看，今天我们就深入来看看圣经里面是怎么讲，应该如何把全职的服事，全职服事主，服事他的，来传讲他神道的这个工人差派出去的。
First of all, we come across this word minister. We find it 35 times in the New Testament.
那首先呢 ,minister 就是执事或者是仆人差役这个词呢在新约里面一共出现过35次。
The Greek word simply means this servant of God.
那它的这个希腊原文呢就是很简单的意思就是神的仆人的意思。
And it's used many, many times, of those who are full-time workers for the Lord Jesus Christ.
而且这个词呢很多次都是用在了全职服事主耶稣基督的人的工人的身上。
Let's take our Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6.
我们翻到哥林多后书的三章六节。
I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians, chapter 3 and verse 6.
不是后书，是前书，哥林多前书的三章六节。
In this passage, Paul is talking about servants of God, ministers of God, men like Paul, men like Apollos, other men who are full-time servants of God.
那在这一段里面呢，保罗是讲到了这些全职服事神的这个仆人呢，包括保罗他自己是一个，然后亚波罗也是一个。
I'm going to ask Yan Ling if she'd read verse 5 and 6 and 7.
Okay, 我给大家读一下哥林多前书的三章五节、六节和七节。亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的引导你们相信。我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，没有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。
So you see, Paul, in this passage, Paul is speaking about himself, and he's speaking about Apollos, and other men who served the Lord in a full-time way, and he calls them servants through whom you have believed.
然后在这里呢，保罗讲到了他自己，也讲到了亚波罗以及其他的全职服事主的这个指示啊。他这里管他们叫做就是引导你们相信的那些人。
So Barnabas was a minister of God, a servant. Paul was a servant. Timothy was a servant. Many of these men, Apollos was a servant.Many of these men in the New Testament were full-time servants of God.
像巴拿巴、保罗、提摩太、亚波罗，还有很多很多人呢，在新约里面提到的，他们都是这个全职服事主的这个仆人。
Now he says in this passage, these are ministers by whom you believed. They came and they preached the gospel to the Corinthians. And through their preaching,Many of the Corinthians came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在这里面呢，他称呼他们为就是那些引导你们相信或者使你们相信的那些神的指示，是他们呢来到哥林多这个地方，然后把福音传给他们，然后哥林多的人信了，就在这里成立了哥林多教会。
So some had the work of preaching the gospel, and he says some followed up the gospel, some watered the seed.And the work of God prospered by these full-time ministers, of God.
那在这里提到有些人呢是 首先把福音带到这个地方来的，然后呢就是这个栽种的人，还有后面呢就是跟进教导的人，就是浇水的人，所以他们呢都是在这个地方为神做工的人。
Now, we want to notice in the New Testament that whenever we read about these men who are, and women who are working in a full-time capacity, that they never took formal official titles to themselves.
那我们一定要注意啊，在新约里面凡是提到这种全职或者全时间服侍这个神的这些无论是男人也包括一些女人呢，他们从来没有给自己套上一个什么特别的名号，特别的这个头衔。
Sometimes you see in the United States and maybe sometimes even in Canada that some who are preachers, they use the term a reverend.
哦，那有的时候你可能在美国或加拿大那些服侍主的这个人呢，他们会管自己叫做就是受尊敬的，或者说是神职的这个意思。
Or they take the term pastor, or they take the term minister, or many different titles that different full-time workers take.
或者管自己叫牧师，或者叫神父，或其他的这种名头，来用来指他们是这个全职的或者全时间服侍主的人。
It's interesting in the Bible that in the New Testament that workers of the Lord never took any titles to themselves.
那有趣的是在新约里面呢，我们看到这些全时间服侍主的人呢，他们从来没给自己有一个什么特别的称呼。
When they spoke of each other, they only use one, usually they only use one title of each other. That is the title brother or sister.
对，他们彼此称呼的时候呢，只用一个共同的称呼，就是弟兄姐妹。
In chapter 9, when Paul is first, we come across the apostle Paul, we find him being called brother Paul.
然后比如说我们看到保罗的时候呢，在使徒行传不对，对使徒行传九章第一次出现使徒保罗的时候，就叫他保罗弟兄。
When the apostle Paul speaks about Apollos in chapter 16 of 1 Corinthians, he calls him brother Apollos.
然后在哥林多前书的十六章里面，他提到这个亚波罗呢，也就是说亚波罗弟兄。
In 1 Thessalonians, we read that verse earlier. When Timothy is spoken of, he calls him brother Timothy.
所以刚才我们读到的提撒罗尼迦前书的三章里面，他提到提摩太，也是说我们的弟兄提摩太。
Later on, we meet Phoebe, chapter 16 of the book of Romans. And she's called sister, our sister Phoebe.
那在这个罗马书的十六章，当他提到这个菲比姐妹的时候呢，他也说举荐我们的姐妹菲比。
Whether it's a brother who is not full-time in the work of the Lord, or someone who is full-time in the work of the Lord, they're always called brother or sister in Christ.
所以一个基督徒他不管是全职服侍主呢，还是不是全职服侍主，都是在新约圣经都是一个统一的称呼，就是弟兄或者姐妹。
I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 23 and verse 8.
我们现在翻到马太福音的23章的第八节。
I'm going to ask our sister Yan Ling if she would read that passage.
我给大家读一下八节，23章八节。但你们不要受拉比的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的夫子，你们都是弟兄。
It says there in Matthew 23 verse 8, be not called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father, because you have one father who is in heaven.
他刚才把第九节也都说了，第八第九节的意思就是说你们不要受拉比的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的夫子，你们之间都是弟兄，也不要称呼地上的人为父，因为只有一位是你们的父，就是天上的父。
This is a very important passage.
这是很重要的一段话。
He's saying to his disciples, don't take any special titles to yourself.
所以他其实就在对他的门徒说，你们自己不要给自己冠以什么特别的称呼。
Don't take the title rabbi.
不要受这个拉比的这个头衔。
That was a very common title for a teacher to have, of other Jewish men. But he said, don't call yourself rabbis.
但是在那时候的犹太人当中呢，叫一个人称呼一个人做老师的叫拉比呢是很常见的，但是主说你们不要称呼别人是拉比。
He says, don't take any very special titles for your master. You have one rabbi, you have one master, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为你们不要受拉比的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的夫子，只有一位是你们的主。
But you'll notice right in the middle of this verse, he says something very, very important. You are all brothers.
而且在这段经文的中间呢，他又说了非常重要的一句话，他说你们都是弟兄。
Don't take any special titles, because you are all part of the family of God. No one is higher, no one is lower. We are all equal in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他的意思说呢，你们不要给自己加什么特别的称呼，你们都是神家的孩子啊，没有谁比谁更高一点，也没有谁比谁更低一点，你们都是
We have different roles. An elder has a different role.Or a worker or a preacher has a different role or an evangelist, but we're all brothers. We're all equal under the Lord.
那当然我们每个人的角色不同，有的是做长老的，有些是传福音的，有些是这个讲道的，但是呢我们在神的面前的地位都是平等的。
This is a very important thing. In North America, as I said before, sometimes workers are called reverend.
那我刚才讲了在北美的这个地方呢，有一些这个神的工人呢人称呼他们为这个神职人员。
It's used so often in the United States that we forget even what the word means.
那这个词呢用到现在呢甚至都不知道它的原文是什么意思了。
You know, the word reverend is only used one time in the whole Bible.
这个 reverence 这个词呢在圣经里面也只用过一次。
It's used in Psalm 111, and it's used of God, not of any man.
就是在诗篇111篇里面，它是用在了神的身上，不能用在任何人的身上。
It says in that Psalm 111, it says, Holy and reverend is his name.
他说他的名是圣洁可敬畏的。
So one thing we find out as we come to the New Testament, these workers are not to take any special titles to themselves, just the name brother in the Lord.
所以在新约里面我们看到这些全职服侍神的这些仆人这些工人呢，他们从来没有称呼自己为一个什么没有给自己一个什么特别的称呼，他们只称为只互相称为就是主里的弟兄。
Now the next area we want to go to is how does someone becomeA minister of God, a servant of God. How do they become a full-time minister of God?
好，我们下一点呢要来看，就是一个人他怎么才能够成为神的执事，就是怎么才能成为一个全时间全职服侍主的工人。
The first thing we see is that he is called by God.
第一点呢，就是他是被神呼召出来的。
In that passage in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6, verse 5, it says, He has made us ministers.
我们刚才读的哥林多前书的三章的五节和六节啊，是说是神呼召我们出来的。照主所赐给他们个人。
And so that's how we become ministers. God calls us and God makes us ministers.
所以这就是这个起源，是神把他们呼召出来，是神使我们成为他的执事的。
I want to turn to a couple of passages and just look at them so you have them before you about this important role of calling, the calling of God.
所以我们看几段经文呢，是关于这个很重要的主题，就是被神呼召这个主题的经文。
So let's turn to Galatians chapter 1.
我们看看加拉太书的一章。
Galatians chapter 1, and I'm going to ask Yanling if she would read verse 15.
我来读这个加拉太书的一章十五节。然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神。
It says, but when God, who set me apart from birth and called me by his grace, and he goes on to say in this verse, and it pleased God to reveal him that I might preach Christ among the Gentiles.
然后这节经文接下去就是说，既然乐意将他的儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中。
So the role of Paul, he was called to be this minister of God.
所以保罗之所以做这个神的这个服事啊，做神的这个仆人，是神把他呼召出来的。
Whether it be Timothy or Paul or Apollos, they all were called of God to have this special work of a full-time ministry.
所以不管是提摩太还是亚波罗还是保罗，他们都是被神呼召出来来做这个全职服事他的这个工作的。
Let's look at another passage. That's 1 Timothy 1:12.
我们再看另一段经文呢，就是提摩太前书的一章十二节。
I'll ask Yan Ling again to read that first, verse 12, 1 Timothy chapter 1.
好，我们来读提摩太前书的一章十二节。我感谢那给我力量的我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。
It says, I thank God who gave me strength, appointing me, considered me faithful, and put me into the ministry.
我感谢那给我力量的我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。
So one of the first things is the calling of God, which is so necessary.
所以我们讲到的第一点就是这个这样的人一定是神呼召的，这是必须的。
Now, allow me to just give four or five reasons. The question is, how would someone know that he has the calling of God in his life?
好，那我接下去呢给大家四到五个点啊，来看一下就一个人怎么知道他是被神呼召出来做这个全职服事的呢？
You may be a young person, you may be a little older, you may be a man or a woman. How do we know if God's called us to full-time ministry?
那也可能你是个年轻人，或者你年纪已经有点年纪了，或者你是男人，也可能你是女人。那你是怎么知道神把你呼召出来要全职服侍他呢？
Allow me to give you just a couple of reasons, a couple of principles, how we can tell if we're calledto full-time service for the Lord.
那我给大家几个原则用来判断你是否被神呼召做全职的服事。
The first thing is you have a strong inner compulsion, strong inner burden to preach the gospel.
那首先呢你有很强的内在的这种动力或者是负担你要去传讲福音。
It is so strong,that you can almost not push it away any longer.
那这个愿望强烈到一个程度，你就再也不能拖延的程度了，就是不能拖下去。
It becomes almost overwhelming in your heart, this desire to preach and serve Christ full time.
那就是这个想要全职服侍主，想要全职传道的这个愿望，在你的心里也就完全压倒了你，就是完全充满了你。
You come to a point in your life and you say to yourself, I don't think there's anything else that I can do, in this world, any other occupation, but serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后到一个程度你会说在这地上没有其他的工作可以让我愿意去做的，我除了这个全职服侍主这个工作。
You feel a real burden in your life. You feel like this work,that God has laid upon your heart.
所以你会有对神放在你心里的这个工作有一个极重的负担。
So an inner drive, to serve Christ and to preach Christ and his word.
所以这是我讲的第一点，就是要有一个内在的动力，这个内在的驱动力，你要 你要是去传讲神的道，你要服侍耶稣基督的。
That's the first thing. The second thing is, we must ask ourselves, do we have a spiritual gift, to do this kind of work?
那第二点呢，你要问自己，我是不是有这样的属灵恩赐来做这个工作呢？
If God has called you to full-time work, he will give you a gift, a gift of preaching, a spiritual gift to use in that full-time work.
那如果神呼召你去做一个全职服侍的工人呢，他一定会给你一个这样传道的这个属灵的恩赐的。
It's important to get some input and counsel from other believers, maybe an elder in your local church, and to ask them, do you see God's calling in my life? Do you see a gift that God has given me in my life?
那同时呢，你去咨询教会的这个属灵的长者，教会的长老呢，去咨询他们的意见也非常的重要。你可以问问他们，你有没有觉得神要呼召我做全职的服侍？你有没有看到神给了我这个属灵的恩赐呢？
There may be others within your church. They hear you preach. They hear you speak from the Word of God, and they sense that you have a gift, you have the calling of God on your life.
那也可能是教会的其他的信徒啊，他们听过你讲道以后，听到你传讲神的话，教导神的话以后呢，他们觉得你是的确是有从神来的这个属灵恩赐啊，他们也感受到也觉得你神是在呼召你去全职服侍他的。
Now the third thing is that you'll have a love for the people that you'll serve. You'll have a love for the unsaved. You'll have a love for believers.
那第三点呢，就是你爱你要服侍的这些人，比如说你爱那些你要传讲福音的那些还未得救的灵魂，你也爱那个信徒。
When God calls someone, he gives them a burden for people, a burden to visit, a burden to teach, a burden to reach people for Christ.
那如果神要呼召谁呢，他一定在这个人的心里放下了一个他对人的这个负担呢，他可能愿意去探访人，探访病人，愿意去给别人讲福音，愿意去照顾别人等等，这个方面的对人的负担。
Another thing is that when a person is called of God, he feels a sober humility. He feels the great weight and importance of this role that God has given to him.
那还有一点呢，就是凡是被神呼召的人呢，他心里都感受到了这份使命的这个庄严呢，他心里对这件事情呢是有一个很庄严的这个很严肃的这种谦卑的，他知道这个事情的责任是何等的重大。
He is sobered by the weighty responsibility, the weighty assignment, to speak to others on God's behalf.
他知道代表神来对别人讲话，就是讲神的真理啊，这份工作的分量是怎样的，他是很清楚知道这个担子是多重的。
He feels unworthy. He feels like he's not sure he can do this work for God.
他会觉得自己不配，他不太确定自己真的是不是能够为神做这件事情。
So there's a humility that a person who's called has in his life.
所以这个被呼召的人里面，他一定会有这样的谦卑。
And lastly, that the person who was called should be tested.
那最后一点呢，就是这个被呼召的人呢，他要经过测试。
The man who was called, should be observed by the leaders of the local church and be tested as far as qualifications and soundness in doctrine.
那这个可能被呼召的人呢，他要放在这个教会的这个长老的这个观察之下，要检测他是不是有这样的资格啊，然后他的教义呢是不是坚固。
We'll look at this a little later when we come to the subject of commendation, but the church sends out workers.
我们等一会儿再继续讲这个话题，就是首先要说的就是教会的确是教会差派这个工人的。
So the church has a responsibility as it sends out workers to test that young man or young woman, to see if they have a gift of God and if they were mature and, if they can serve the Lord faithfully.
嗯，所以教会既然是教会差派工人，所以教会有责任来考察一个一个人，特别是年轻人呢，他们是不是有是不是足够成熟，是不是有足够有这个能力，是不是足够忠诚来服侍主的。
So these are some of the aspects about what it means to be called of God. But let's go on a little further. Let's go into the subject of the commendation, the recognition of a worker.
嗯，所以刚才我们讲的就是一个人他怎么能够知道自己是被神呼召的。现在我们来看看就是怎么把就是怎么确认呢，就是怎么认定一个人是被神呼召。
Let's take our Bibles and turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
我们翻到以弗所书的三章。
I mentioned just briefly, but a minister of God, a servant of God,should have a gift that he can exercise that God has given to him.
我们刚才讲了一个神的仆人呢，他神的工人，他得有就是神所赐的能够完成这个他这个使命的恩赐。
So I will ask Yan Ling if she will read verse 7 of Ephesians chapter 3.
嗯，好，我给大家读一下以弗所书的三章七节。我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。
He says, I became a minister of this gospel by the gift of God given to me by the working of his power.
嗯，对，他又读了一遍那个英文的。
So a minister, he's made a minister,by the gift that God gives to him.
所以他之所以成为了这个福音的执事呢，是因为神是神把恩赐赐给了他。
So this is a very important thing, that a worker, first of all, has the gift of an evangelist, the gift of a Bible teacher, a gift that he has that he ministers, to the unsaved and to the believer.
嗯，所以这点非常的重要。一个神全职服事的工人呢，他必须得有从神来的这个传福音的恩赐和教导的恩赐，分别用来服事不信的人和信的人的。
A worker also, he must have a good reputation, in the local church that he is a part of, and also a good reputation, among those in the community.
嗯，还有一个呢，就是这神的仆工人呢，他得有好名声。这好名声呢，不仅在他的地方教会当中，而且在他所居住的这个社区，这个周围的邻舍上方面呢，也有好名声。
When Timothy in the beginning, when Timothy was going to become a worker and travel with the Apostle Paul, it is said of him.He was well reported by the brothers or the brethren in Lystra.
嗯，然后这个提到这个提摩太啊，当他最初要跟使徒保罗一起出去旅行传道的时候呢，提到说他是被这个是哪个必推尼吗？这个教会的弟兄的一致的好评的。
And then we read.In a number of places in the New Testament and the Gospel in the Book of Acts, that a worker is sent out and he is commended to the Lord. And we want to take up this subject and think about this. What does it mean to be commended of the Lord?
嗯，那我们在使徒行传里常常读到这样的经文啊，就是神的工人或者传教士，他们被地方教会差派呢，就是说是神命令。因着神的命令把他们派出去的，我们来看看这个是什么意思。
Let's take your Bibles and turn to Acts chapter 14 and verse 26.
好，我们来翻到《使徒行传》的十四章的二十六节。
It says in that verse, it says that they were commended to the grace of God for this work.
嗯，他说。当初他们被众人所托蒙神之恩要办现在所做之工。
Let's also take a look at another passage, and that's in Acts chapter 13.
再看使徒行传的十三章另外一个地方。
Book of Acts chapter 13 and verses 2 and 3.
二节和三节。
I'm going to ask Yanling if she would read verses 2 and 3.
好，我来给大家读一下《使徒行传》的13章二节和三节。他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工。于是进食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
So here we have a passage where the church at Antioch was gathered together on a Sunday, and they were worshiping.In the breaking of bread and the Lord's Supper, and the Spirit of God began to speak to them.
所以在这里我们读到在一个主日安提阿教会的信徒他们聚在一起在这个圣餐的这个聚会当中呢他们在敬拜主的时候呢圣灵就对他们说话了。
Now we see that in this passage that the Spirit of God is calling Barnabas and Paul,to full-time work as missionaries.
所以我们在第二节里面看到圣灵 是呼召巴拿巴和保罗呢去做圣灵招他们所做的工作。做全职的服侍的。
Now both of these men, Paul and Barnabas, they were already ministers of God. They were already serving him and laboring for him.
那在此之前呢巴拿巴和保罗他们已经是在服侍主了已经在这个为主做工了。
But now God has a new role for them.
There's
a new work for them to do.
但是现在神呢给他们要有新的工作有新的角色了。
And when a person is commended, to the Lord's work, God is calling them to go to a particular service, an area of service, for him.
所以当一个人被神差派去做什么事情呢是特别派他到一个特别的领域一个特别的地方做一个特别的事情。
In this case, they were going to go and start churches and plant churches throughout modern day Turkey.
那在这里面提到的工作呢就是保罗和巴拿巴他们要在现代的这个地方呢要去建造就是开创教会了。
They were going to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
他们要把福音呢传给外邦人。
And God was going to work in their lives and there was going to be great fruit and great blessing.
神呢会在他们的生命里做工他们会结很多的果子会得到神很大的祝福。
So notice what it says in verse 3, or the end of verse 2. The Spirit of God says, set apart for me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work which I have called them.
我们来看这个二节的这个后半段他说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工。
So you see, God calls us to a full-time position, but he also calls us to a particular work, and then the local church sends us.
所以是神呼召我们到一个特别的位置上然后去呼召我们去做一个特别的工作这时候呢就是地方教会再把我们派出去。
Now notice what happens in verse 3. After the local church fasted and prayed for a period of time.
我们再看第三节发生了什么呢是这个地方教会呢他们就禁食祷告了一段时间。
The church had a time together and they sent out Barnabas and Paul to this work that God had called them.
然后这个整个教会呢聚在一起禁食祷告了以后呢他们就把保罗和巴拿巴差派到神要让他们做的工作中去了。
Now there's something very important to see, about this sending of the church of Barnabas and Paul.
所以这个教会把保罗和巴拿巴差派出去这件事情呢很重要。
For quite a while, this church at Antioch had known the work of Barnabas and Paul.As they faithfully labored and served for a number of years.
那这个安提阿教会呢当时是保罗和巴拿巴呢在这个地方这个教会呢已经很忠诚的这个服侍了很长一段时间了。
This church knew about the faithfulness of the apostle Paul and Barnabas.
所以这个教会的人呢他们是知道保罗和巴拿巴的这个忠诚的忠心的。
This church knew about their spiritual gifts.
他们也了解这两个人的属灵恩赐。
This church knew all about their lives.
所以这教会的人呢，对这两个人的生命呢，是完全了解的。
This church knew their character.
也知道他们两个人的性格、性情。
They had been blessed by their ministry and their teaching and the gospel work that these men had done already in this local church.
而且这个地方教会，就这个安提阿教会呢，已经因着保罗和巴拿巴的他们的这个传福音的和教导的工作呢，已经得着了很大的祝福。
In fact, these men were some of the best preachers and best teachers that this church had.
那事实上呢，是这两个人呢，是这个教会曾经有过的最好的传福音的人，最好的圣经教师了。
You'll notice at the first part of chapter 13, it says there were five teachers and preachers in this church at Antioch.
You mean verse 1? 就是在13章的一节里面，这里提到在安提阿教会里面有几位先知，其实他后面你数数那个名字就是五位这个先知和教师。
And Paul and Barnabas were two of those five dynamic of vibrant teachers in this local church.
所以在这个五位这个活跃的这个大有力量的这个教师和这个先知里面啊，保罗和巴拿巴是其中的五位当中的两位。
And this was a growing church and a prospering church.
所以而且安提阿教会呢是一个正在成长的，是一个兴旺的教会。
And one of the areas of commendation, why it is so important,is that the church knows all about these men already, their faithfulness, their maturity, their gift, their preaching. And so when they go out to serve the Lord, they're faithful men. And God will use them and God will lead them as they serve him.
所以被教会差派出去做工这件事情为什么这么重要呢？因为这个教会呢，了解被差出去的人。了解他们的这个人品，了解他们是不是忠心，是不是成熟，所以已经被地方教会所检验，已经认可的呢，他们被拆出去以后才能做好这个工作。
Now let's go to that question about missionary failure that we talked about at the very beginning of our time tonight.
我们现在回到我们今天刚开始讲的时候，讲课的时候提到那个现在这个时代的这个传教士的失败这个话题。
Missionary work and serving the Lord, in a different culture and a different background is a difficult and challenging work to do.
那传教士所做的这个工作呢，是非常有挑战的，也是非常困难的一工作，因为他们是在不同的背景，不同的文化当中去做工的。
Barnabas and Paul would meet some great challenges in their service for the Lord.
像保罗和巴拿巴在他们这个外出服侍主的这个工作中也会遇到很多的挑战。
But there's a reason why they did not fail. There's a reason why they did not go back to their church and said, we can't do this work.
但是保罗和巴拿巴他们没有回来，没有退缩回自己的地方教会说我们不再做这个工作了，这其中是有原因的。
You see, when a local church sends out missionaries, that's a protective thing for them. It's a protective guard for those workers who go out to serve the Lord.
因为当一个教会把这个神的仆人差派出去的话，这对这个神的工人来说呢，是一种保护机制。
That local church sees that they are mature believers.
那首先呢，这个地方教会呢认可，就是看出了他们是成熟的基督徒。
A local church sees that they are gifted and able to do their work that God has called them to do.
而且地方教会呢也看见了他们的属灵恩赐，看见了他们有这个能力去做好神的工作。
A local church observes their character.
而且这个地方教会呢也观察到他们的这个人品。
That local church sees them in almost every situation you could imagine before they send them out to the work of God.
所以地方教会呢，在把他们派出之前呢，已经能够预想到他们可能遇到的各种困难和问题了。
If they're married, they see their marital life. If they have children, they look at their life with their children.
那如果这个传教士是已经结婚了呢，他地方教会也了解他的婚姻生活，如果他们已经有孩子呢，他们也了解了他们的孩子的状况。
If they've got a career and they're working, they see what kind of occupation they have and what kind of work they do at the workplace.
那如果他们在被派出之前呢是有自己的工作的呢，他们也地方教会呢也了解，就是他在工作当中是一个什么样的人，他是怎么对待自己的这个地上的工作的。
These are all great safeguards, so that a missionary, when he goes to the field, he's equipped to do that work. He's met many challenges already.
所以这些呢是对这个派出去的这工人来说呢是很强的一个有力的保护啊，因为他在这之前呢在他自己原来的生活中的各个方面的这个挑战当中呢他都已经被检验过了。
The local church sends them out and commends them to the Lord's work based upon all these life experiences, all their faithfulness, their spiritual gift, and that's a great safeguard that they will not fail on the mission field.
所以也就是说在差派他们之前呢这个他们自己在自己的人生的各种经历当中已经被挑战过了，已经证明他们是成熟的，他地方教会也看到了他们的属灵恩赐，也看到了他们的这个能力，这样就对他们来说是一个极大的保护，能够确保他们出去能够完成主让他们所做的工作。
Now why is it that sometimes missionaries fail?
那为什么有的时候传教士还是会失败呢？
What happens in North America sometimes is a young man is zealous for the Lord and wants to serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
那在北美有些年轻人他们也非常的热心，他们也想要这个为神也要服侍主。
He may have finished high school or he's in his early 20s.
他们可能刚刚高中毕业或者就在他们二十出头的年龄。
And he desires to serve the Lord and he goes off to Bible college.
然后呢他很想要服侍主以后呢就去读了这个神学院或者圣经学校。
He learns how to preach. He learns some doctrinal truths when he's at Bible college. But he hasn't been tested. He hasn't experienced all of the different things, all different roles and experiences they would have in the local church.
那他们可能在神学院里呢会学到一些属灵的知识，会学到一些教义，他们可能会被会学习怎么去讲道，但是呢他没有在自己的亲身的生活当中自己的亲身的经历当中和个人的生活中的角色当中呢被检验过。
When he finishes Bible college, he goes to missionary organizations and sees which one would accept him to go to the mission field.
然后呢他从神学院毕业以后呢他就去找这些差派传教士的机构，看哪一个机构能够接受他把他派出去。
He gets accepted by a missionary organization and then he raises his finances and he goes off to the field.
然后他可能被某一个宣教机构呢就接纳了，然后呢他就去筹款，筹完款以后他就出去了，他就去了。
But you begin to see there's a big gap in that person's life.
但是我们可以看到在这个人的生命中有一个很大的缺口。
That gap is laboring for the Lord in the local church, serving in the local church, doing what he would do on the mission field. He hasn't done that yet.
那他这个缺口是什么呢？就是他没有在地方教会为主做过工，他没有在这个自己的生活中呢去经历一些事情，去证明没有被检验过，这是一个他的一个缺口，没有在地方教会经过检验。
I met a young man one time who had finished Bible college.
我以前呢遇到过一个年轻人，他刚刚从这个神学院毕业。
He had actually finished 4 years of Bible college and he finished a number of years of seminary.
那他这个不仅是读完了这个叫四年的这个大学本科的学历，他还读了几年的这个硕士，就是。
He was on his way to be a pastor of a local church in Vermont. He was on his way to be a pastor of a church in Vermont.
Vermont. Okay.
That's a state in the United States.
Sorry. 他要到他是准备到美国的一个州，这个州的名字我说不上。就去做一个这个全职的这个应该叫牧师吧。
But I asked him, I said, how many times have you preached a message? Prepared one and preached a message? in a local church.
我就问他，你在地方教会讲过多少次的道啊？
And I figured he had preached many messages because he had prepared and he told me he had only preached 6 times.
我本来以为他肯定已经讲过很多的道了，因为他已经准备了很长时间嘛，在学校里面。结果他告诉我，他整个一生当中目前只讲过6次道。
Well, he went off to that church, and in 2 years he failed. He came back, began to work in our area, and he came into our local assembly.
然后那他结果去了这个教会当了牧师2年呢，他就失败了，他就回来了，重新到一个地方教会的工作。
He began to preach, he began to teach, and he began to see blessing in his life, and he began to be encouraged in the work of God.
就他一边工作一边在一个地方教会里面开始服侍主，他传讲神的道，他教导神的话，然后他慢慢的就看到了这个神在祝福他的工作了。
So you can see why it is that missionaries fail so often because they are so ill prepared to do the work that a missionary has to do once he gets to the field.
所以我们看到这个为什么这么多人传教士会失败呢？因为他们去到这个合场服侍之前呢，他们没有准备好，没有准备好相应的这个能力就去了。
So when a missionary is sent out by the church, he first does the work. He labors in that area. He gets equipped and he's faithful and he meets the challenges and then he gets sent by that church to the field.
所以当一个人呢去到这个全职服侍被差派出去之前呢，他必须已经在地方教会已经做了这个相关的工作了，他已经在这个工作中被检验过积累了经验，也证明他有这个属灵的恩赐，有这个能力，然后他再被派出去到别的地方去做同样的工作。
When that method is practiced, you can begin to see how missionary failure will be cut down so much by practicing the biblical pattern we have in the Word of God.
那只要我们按照这个圣经的话去这样预备，去这样做的话呢，我们就可以看到这个失败的传教士的这个比例和人数就会大大的减少了。
So allow me to give you just 4 or 5 principles of commendation we find in the Word of God.
好，我们我接下去呢想从圣经里面给大家总结这个4到5个原则，就是教会怎么差派，就是这个传教士的原则。
First of all, the local church sends out missionaries to the foreign field, to the field.
那首先呢是地方教会差派这个全职服侍的工人到国外的，到外地的这个合场去工作。
The local church to which that person belongs and is serving and laboring sends that person out.
是这个传教士他所聚会的所服侍的这个地方教会把他派出去的。
The elders and the local church that see that person serve and labor and mature before they're sent out.
也是地方教会的会众以及长老，他们在差派这个人之前呢，已经看见了他在这个地方教会的服侍做工以及这个预备。
The local church should not send out a worker whom they don't know well.
所以一个地方教会呢，他们不能差派一个他们不了解的人出去。
Local church should not send out someone whom has not proven themselves and has been faithful in service.
他也不能差派一个还没有证明他自己，没有证明他自己有这个能力，有这个预备的这样的人出去。
Secondly, he or she that is commended should be called of the work of God. To serve him, be called to a particular work that God has called them.
那第二点呢，就是差派的这个弟兄或者姐妹啊，他自己必须是被神呼召去做这个特别的工作的。
They can be called to camp work, or they can be called to a missionary work, or another work, but they're called to a specific work which God has called them to do.
那他可能是去做一个就是圣经营地的工作，营会的工作，或者是做一个传教士的工作，不管什么工作吧，他一定是被神呼召去做的一个特别的工作。
We just talked about Acts chapter 13. Paul and Barnabas were teaching the word of God already for a period of years. And then God says, I've called them for a particular work to do.
我们刚才在使徒行传的13章里面讲到了，这个在保罗和巴拿巴被差派之前呢，他们已经在安提阿教会已经服侍和工作了很长一段时间了。然后这个时候圣灵才说，我现在要呼召他们去做另外一个特别的工作。
Now in commendation, when a person is commended, which means they are turned over to the Lord, or they are committed to the Lord.
我们说的这个commendation 这个词是什么意思？就是把这个人交托给主的意思，就是把他派出去交给主的意思。
Primarily, it means that a person who is saved is given into the care and the keeping and the direction of God.
或者换句话说呢，就是他们这个地方教会拆派了以后，这个动作是什么呢？就意味着要把这个已经得救的人呢，再重新交给这个神的看顾和带领之下。
That person who is sent out from the local church, God begins to lead them and guide them once they're on that field, and they sense the guidance of the Lord in their lives.
也就是说呢，地方教会把这个传教士或者工人差派出去以后呢，那他就要在神的带领和看顾下去在他的那个禾场上去做工了。他必须要能够感受到，能够跟着这个神的这个带领去走。
Now the local church can give certain guidance to that missionary, but primarily they are responsible to the Lord's leading and direction in their lives.
那当然地方教会可以给他们一些的指导性的这个意见，但是主要呢还是要他们还是要主要跟着神的带领和引导在他们的这个未来的这个工作和生活当中。
Let's take your Bibles and turn to a passage. That's 1 Corinthians 16.
我们翻到这个哥林多前书的16章。
And verse
11 and 12. 11节和12
节。I ask Yan Ling if she would read those verses, please.
我给大家读这两节啊，哥林多前书的16章11和12节。所以无论谁都不可藐视他，只要送他平安前行，叫他到我这里来，因我指望他和弟兄们同来。至于弟兄亚波罗，我再三的劝他同弟兄们到你们那里去，但这时他绝不愿意去，即使有了机会他必去。
Now notice what it says in verse 12. Now concerning our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to go with you,and go to visit you brothers. But he was unwilling to go now, but will go when he has opportunity.
我们看12节，他说，至于兄弟亚波罗，我再三的劝他同弟兄们到你们那里去，但这时他绝不愿意去，即使有了机会他必去。
See, the Apostle Paul was asking him if he would visit the brothers in Corinth.
其实就是保罗呢问这个亚波罗，他愿不愿到哥林多教会的弟兄当中去。
Notice what he says. He says, that's not God's leading for me right now. I will do it when I have a convenient time, but right now I've got to do this service for the Lord.
但是我们看亚波罗是怎么回答的呢？他应该是这么回答保罗的。他说，我愿意去，但是呢，现在神没有让我现在去，我可能将来有了我现在还有别的工作要做，那将来神派我去的时候呢，我就会去了。
The Apostle Paul in chapter 16, had a vision from the Lord to go into Macedonia and to preach in Philippi and other cities of Macedonia.
在这个使徒行不对，在就在这一章里，哥罗前书16章里面，我们看到使徒保罗他被神的带领呢，他去到了马其顿，然后他到这个腓立比啊，其他的这个几个地方去传道。
So a worker is under the direction of God, primarily the local church sends him and gives counsel, but he is under the guidance and the direction of God.
所以我们看一个工人被差派出去以后呢，地方教会虽然会给他们一些咨询的意见，但是首要的呢，他们是要跟着神的直接的带领的。
Then when a person is commended, they very often get a letter, and it shows that there's a church that stands behind them, that has tested them, that has shown them to be faithful and shown them to be doctrinally sound.
那另外呢，一个人呢，他被派出去以后呢，他身上一般都会带一封信呢，就是他的这个差派他的这个地方教会给他写的信，信中呢就表示他是被在地方教会被检测过的，检验过的，他是在地方教会服侍过的，被证明过的，是忠诚的等等这样的评价。
Now this can be a man or this can be a woman. Turn with me to chapter 16 of Romans.
拿这封信的人呢，可能是个弟兄，也可能是个姐妹。我们看，一起看罗马书。
In the chapter 16 of verse 1, it says, I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, a servant of the church at Centuria.
我们看罗马书的16章1节，他说，我对你们举荐我们的姐妹菲比，她是坚格里教会中的女执事。
Paul wrote a letter of commendation for her when she went to the church at Rome.
所以当这个保罗把让这个菲比呢去罗马的这个教会的时候呢，他是给菲比写了一封推荐信的。
So when a person who is commended comes into an area where there's a local church and he's a part of that local church, what are some guidelines for his service in that church?
所以在这个一个人的他在一个地方教会服侍的话，那个地方教会给他的这个评价会是一些总体的原则是什么呢？
I want to give you 5 or 6 guidelines. When a full-time worker is in a local church with elders.
就是一个全职的工人呢，他在一个地方教会和长老们之间呢，他是什么样的关系呢？他给出几个原则。
God is going to call a full-time worker. He comes into a local church. He serves in that area. But when he's in that local church, there's a couple of guidelines he should have for his life, his ministry, service.
就这个传教士呢，他是从外面派来的，他来到一个地方，应该有的时候不是指一个地方教会，是好几个地方教会呢，他在其中工作，那他在这个教会行事为，就这个做事情的这个原则是什么呢？
Number one, he doesn't undermine the leadership and authority of the local elders.
首先呢，他不能削弱这个地方教会的这个长老的领袖们的这个领导。
The local elders have the authority over that local church. And the full-time worker, the missionary, he serves, but he doesn't undermine the leadership of the elders within that church.
那因为这个地方教会的这个权柄呢，还是在地方教会的这个长老的身上。这个外来的这个传教士呢，他在这个地方教会呢，可以服务他们，可以服侍他们，但是他不能削弱，不能取代这个地方教会长老的这个权柄。
He doesn't restrict in any way the priesthood of the believers. He doesn't dominate the worship within the local church at the Lord's Supper.
那他也不能去完全的主导或者是限制，就是这个地方教会的这个信徒们的敬拜和聚会。
He doesn't monopolize all the preaching and all the teaching that takes place in that local church.
他也不是一个人呢，就独揽了，就是垄断了所有这个地方教会的讲道和这个圣经教导。He
doesn't do all the visitation and all the visiting of the believers in that local church.
他也不是一个人呢，就做了所有这个地方教会信徒的这个拜访走访的工作了。But
he serves the Lord as the Lord directs him in that area.
但是他还是要服侍主的，他是按照神的带领呢，在这个地区来服侍主。He
primarily will be involved in church planting. He'll be involved in Bible teaching. He'll be involved in evangelism and discipleship.
那他首要的工作呢，可以是放在这个职堂，就是建立教会，然后这个传福音，还有这个圣经的真理的教导上面。
In the time remaining, we only have a little bit of time left, but I want to look at one more subject about this worker, and that's the financial support of a full-time worker.
我们剩下的时间不多了，我们就用剩下这点时间来讲最后一个话题呢，就是这个全职工人的这个财务的支持。
Full-time workers get the support, get their financial support for their life and their work from three primary areas.
那这个被派出去的这个全职的这个不是派出去的，就是这个全职服侍的工人呢，他们的这个生活和工作所需的这个资金呢，支持呢，是从主要从三个渠道而来。
They get their support from those they serve. There'll be people that will want to support them in an area that they live.
那首先呢是他从他服侍的这些人当中来，就是他所服侍的对象呢愿意支持他。
They will get their support from distant believers, support from other assemblies and other areas.
还有呢，他是不，前面一个是本地的他服侍对象，还有呢，就是他从远处啊，从别的这个信徒里面得到那里得到支持。
And they'll get their support by the work of their own hands.
还有呢，就是他自己做工挣钱。
The Apostle Paul.He got some of his support through the work of his own hands. He was a tent maker.
像使徒保罗他自己就是有一部分的这个这个财务的来源呢是靠他自己做工的，因为他是一个做帐篷的。
He even says that he even supported some other co-laborers with the income he received from making tents.
那他甚至在圣经里面提到他挣的钱不仅能够养活自己，他还能够去帮助其他的这个服侍的人。
The Apostle Paul says also that he's received gifts from distant assemblies. He speaks about the church at Philippi, giving him gifts a number of times.
然后使徒保罗也提到啊，他也从这个远方的别的教会的信徒那里得到过这个经济的支持，比如说他提到过腓立比教会就好几次的就是捐献给他。
But primarily, a worker of the Lord trusts the Lord for his financial support.
但是最主要的呢，是一个神的仆人，神的工人呢，他是信靠，他是倚靠主来供应他的。
The church that sends him will give him some support, but he does not provide, that church does not provide all of his financial support.
那差派他出去的这个教会呢是会给他一部分的这个经济支持的，但是不是给他全部他所需要的这个经济支持的。
The church at Antioch, the church that sent out Paul and Barnabas, we almost never read them ever giving Paul financial support.
那比如说差派保罗和巴拿巴出去的这个安提阿教会，我们在圣经里从来没有读到过他们是给这个保罗和巴拿巴经济的这个支持的。
We read of other churches giving Paul financial support. But we don't read of the church at Antioch.
我们读到就是提到过其他教会会给保罗和巴拿巴这个财务支持，但是从来没有读到过安提阿教会给他们钱。
I'm sure the church at Antioch did support the Apostle Paul, but we see from that principle that the local church that sends out doesn't provide all the financial support for a worker.
当然我相信安提阿教会呢会给保罗和巴拿巴给他们支持，但是从中我们可以看到至少有一个原则，就是安提阿教会或者说差派出去他们的这个母会呢是至少不是全部包揽了他们的这个所有的财务费用。
The worker will find that when he has less needs, he'll have just enough funds just to meet those needs in his life. A worker will find that when his financial need is less, the Lord will provide enough to meet that need.
然后一个工人他会发现，如果他的这个需求少了的话呢，那个神的供应也会足够，会相应的给到他。
Well, we'll meet that through working with their own hands or through financial gifts that come to that person.
那也可能是通过他自己手做工去赚钱，也可能是通过其他的这个财务的这个其他的渠道来的财务支持。
As that person's needs increased, the Lord will increase the support that he gives to that person.
就当一个人的这个 财务的这个需要增加了的话呢，神也会同样的根据他的需要呢供应他。
Let me give you an illustration from my own life. I've been a full-time worker and a missionary, for over 30 years.
我可以给大家讲一下我自己的亲身经历啊，我作为一个全职的这个服事主的工人或者说一个传教士呢，已经有30年了。
Before I was married, I was a full-time worker and the Lord provided the needs I had in my life.
那在我结婚之前呢，我那时候就已经是个全职服事的工人了，神也供应了我生活所有的需要。
But then I was married. And after I got married, my needs increased because I had a wife. And I noticed that the Lord began to provide the needs that I needed at that point.
然后呢，我结婚了以后呢，我的需要就增加了，因为我有一个妻子了。但是我发现神呢，因为我的需要增加了，那神的在这上面的供应呢也增加了，而且是专门是供应在这方面。
Now, at the time, I felt this was remarkable. It was an amazing thing to me to see the Lord do this.
然后我常常觉得这真是一件奇妙的事情，就是我发现神的供应总是跟着我的需要来，是一件非常奇妙的事情。
I didn't write letters and, send letters around and say, now I'm married, I need more financial support.Please send extra support for me because I have more financial needs.
我没有说我到处给人写信说我现在结婚了，我需要更多的钱了，请你们给我更多的财务支持，我没有这样做过。
It was just without asking anyone, without making any needs known, the Lord automatically increased, the financial support I needed for my life at that point.
所以我没有让任何人知道我的需要，我也没有写过什么信，但是神就自动的在我生活的我的那个人生的那个时点呢，就满足了我额外多出来的这个财务的需要。
It was a confirmation to me that God was going to provide for my needs.
所以那时候对我来说是一个很大的安慰啊，就是神，我知道神会满足我所需要的，他会供应。
In fact, in my life, I've never sent out a mass letter to people.Telling them to support me.
所以在我的一生中，我从来没有到处给人写信，发很多的信，让人来这个给我财务的支持，来帮助我。
I send out letters to people who have support me to thank them, but I never sent out a mass letter to say, please support me because my needs are greater.
所以我当然我给别人写过信，都是去感谢那些给我财务支持的人的，是感谢信。我从来没有发很多的信说你们来帮助我吧，因为我现在的这个缺钱，我需要更多的钱。
But then my first child was born, and our needs increased.
所以等到我第一个孩子出生的时候呢，我们的财务需要又增加了。
And the support increased.
然后这个给我的这个财务的支持也增加了。
And then we had a second child, a third child, and our needs increased more and more.
所以等我第二个、第三个孩子出生了以后呢，这个财务的需要就更增加了。
The expenses that we had in our family were getting greater and greater, and the Lord was providing more and more for us without mentioning it to anyone.
所以我们这家里花的钱呢，这个花销呢也越来越多，但是呢我没有告诉任何人，没有跟任何人提过，那神的供应呢也都相应的增加了。
To me, it was a great confirmation of the Lord's provision in my life.
所以对我来说，神供应我生活中的一切所需，对我是一个很大的安慰。
A worker is primarily led by the Lord. He's supported by the Lord, and God leads him and gives him fruit in his life, and it's a great blessing to see him do that.
所以作为一个全职服事的工人呢，是神来带领他的，也是神来支持他的，来供应他的。所以能看到这一点，能经历这一点呢，对这个全职的工人来说也是很大的祝福。
Now as we close tonight, I want to say one last thing.
那今天结束之前呢，我要讲最后一点。
What if the Lord does not provide for your needs?
那如果你有需要，但是神没有供应，你怎么办？
I think it's one of two things. The reason for that is one of two things.
那原因呢，应该是这两点中的一个。
God is bringing you through a spiritual lesson to trust him more and more in your life, in the individual's life.
那第一点呢，可能是神在带领你啊，去学习一个功课，就是在你的人生中呢，要 要更深的信靠他。
It's a bit of a time of testing to trust the Lord more and more in your own individual personal life.
那这是这样的一个时刻呢，就是你个人的人生当中呢，需要学习更深的、更多的信靠主的这样的一个试验了。
Or there could be another reason.
当然还有可能是另外一个原因。
And the reason may be that the Lord has not called you.
这个原因就是也许神根本就没有呼召你。
I have seen people who the Lord has not provided. They thought they were called and they were sent out by a local church, but the Lord did not provide for their needs.
我的确见过这样的人，他们觉得他们神是呼召了他们，地方教会也把他们派出去了，但是神没有供应他们的生活所需。
And I've met some of them over the years and they have confessed to me that they really didn't think the Lord had called them.
那我过去这事情过去一些年了以后呢，我又遇到他们，然后他们跟我承认说，其实他们知道，就是神其实没有呼召他们。
If a worker is called, the Lord will provide for him.
如果一个工人是被神呼召的，神一定会供应他的。
Now I want to mention one more thing, and then we'll close in prayer.
好，我们再讲一点呢，我们就做结束的祷告。
I had a wonderful coworker when I was in Belgium, Belgium in Europe, and he has been there now for 50 years.
我在欧洲的这个阿尔巴尼亚呢，当时有一个很好的同工，他在那边已经50年了吧，在15年。
Back when I was in Belgium, he told me something. He said no worker in Europe ever left the field for financial reasons.
我在阿尔巴尼亚工作时，他曾经跟我说过一句话，他说在欧洲啊的这个传教士的合场上，没有一个人是因为财务的问题离开的。
No worker that he knew that was commended and sent out by a local church ever left the field because the financial need was so great. They left for other reasons, but they never left for financial reasons.
他说他所认识的在欧洲的被差派到欧洲来的这个传教士他们可能会因为别的原因离开这个合场这个服事的岗位，但是从来不会因为财务上的供应不足而离开。
That's a great testimony to God's faithfulness of his workers throughout the world, and the Lord is a faithful savior, and he provides for our needs.Well, I'm going to turn it back over to Eric. It's been a tremendous time being with you, and I trust these thoughts have been helped you about the area of full-time service for the Lord.
那他的这句话呢，是对这个神的信实是一个极好的见证啊，就是神对信靠他的人，对他所呼召出来的工人都是非常非常的信实的，是可以依靠的。接下去呢，我们就请 Eric 长老做结束的祷告。我希望呢，今天我所讲的呢，对大家认识这个全职服事的工人这一方面的真理呢，有所帮助。
We'll see you next Friday.
我们下周五再见。
Yes, thank you, David. Much appreciated the work of the full-time minister. How important that is. We can thank the Lord for those.Pioneer missionaries that went into China and India, went out from the Lord, went out from the country that sent them. But we can only follow in their footsteps. Thank you for your testimony as well, how the Lord has been faithful through the years. And thank you again for your ministry among us. We appreciate it very much. Let's just close in prayer.
我们非常的感谢David 今天给我们讲这个全职服事的工人这个话题啊，因为全职服事的工人是何等的重要啊！我们看到在中国、在印度啊，在世界很多的国家，这些全职服事的工人所做的伟大的工作啊，我们能做的呢，就是跟随他们的脚步。同时，我们也感谢这个 David 给我们讲他个人的这个全职服事的这个经历啊。我们也谢谢他在我们这次的这个课程的学习中来服侍我们。我们一起做个结束的祷告。
Father, we give you thanks for your provision.
主，天父，我们感谢你的供应。
Lord, we thank you that your ways are the best ways.
我们感谢您，因为你的道路是最好的道路。
And we thank you, Lord, that even though the scriptural method of sending out workers seems to be without real organization, yet by faith, it's the best that there is because we're dependent upon you.
主要虽然我们从圣经里看到这个和圣经的这个地方教会差派传教士的这个方法看上去像是不太有组织性，但是我们知道，因为这是我们知道这其实是最好的方式，因为是完全凭着信心的。
Man may fail, but we thank you, Lord, that you never fail.
那人会失败，但是我们感谢你，主啊，你从来不会失败。
So Lord, we would just pray for those ministers of the gospel everywhere and those that are linked to them.Vitally by the Spirit of God in support of them.
主，我们就为您差派到全世界各地的这个神的传教士祷告，也为那些跟他们相连接的支持他们的所有的人祷告。
Lord, raise up workers for the
Amen.
For the work, Lord, of the ministry. The fields are white unto harvest, the Lord Jesus said.
主啊，我们求您兴起工人呢，因为您自己说了，这个庄稼熟了，需要工人去收割。
So Lord, we ask your blessing upon us now as we part and look forward to next week, Lord willing.
主啊，我们祈求您祝福我们，当我们今天晚上各自分开的时候，也祈求您祝福我们下周再见。
And we give you thanks again, our Father, in Jesus' name, Amen.
天父，我们奉耶稣的名再次的感谢你，Amen.
Amen. 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 Amen.